Welcome to today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa. I'm Mark Pitts on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Lana Arts McComb, naturalist with Loayza County Conservation, about their winter nature camps December 28th and 29th.
So we have two afternoons of nature winter adventures. We're going to do one at Virginia Grove Recreation Area and one at Chinkapin Bluffs Recreation Area. Both of these are happening the week between Christmas and New Year's because we know it's kind of a weird week. You're still off of school, but all of the family stuff is over, so we wanted to give kids a chance to get outside and explore and burn off some of that sugar from the holidays. Both days are from 1 to 3 p.m., and campers could come for either day, or they can choose to come to both of the days. There's new things to explore at both of those parks.
Can you kind of describe what kind of things the kids can take in when they participate in your winter nature camps?
So we're going to take advantage of the fact that it's winter for some off-trail exploration. So instead of sticking to the trails like we do during the spring and the summer, we're going to go off-trail. We're going to talk about animal adaptations, how do animals stay safe and warm and find food when they're out in the winter. A lot of our exploration is just going to be seeing what we can find, and maybe we'll build some shelters, maybe we'll play some games. There'll be a lot of fun things happening.
And who are the camps open to? What are the age groups?
We have them open for kindergarten through fifth graders. And we are going to wait to accept payment until the day of the program. We're charging $5 per child because we're hoping to have a snack and such. But if for some reason the public health situation keeps us from doing that, we're just going to have a free program that will involve exploration in the woods without a snack.
Since you kind of touched on it a little bit there, what kind of COVID safety protocols do you guys have in place for the camps?
Both of our camps are going to take place outside, so we're not going to be inside in an enclosed space. We're going to, you know, try our best to stay separate as we explore the woods. The staff members are going to be wearing masks, and then we encourage the kids to wear their masks like they have to in school. But that, you know, that will be up to each individual child.
What kind of advice do you want to give parents in terms of how kids should dress for the occasion? Because obviously in Iowa, that weather can be all over the place.
Just like you said, the weather can be all over the place. We're going to be outside for the 2 hours, so I always recommend plenty of layers. It's always better to have to take off a couple of layers than to not wear enough clothing. So I would dress up, and then you can always take off layers if you need to.
How many kids could you accommodate?
We usually take between 10 to 15 with such an age range. It, you know, often depends on how many littler kids we have. We can split up and get extra volunteers if needed, though.
And how can parents get their kids signed up? How do they register?
The best way to sign up is to go ahead and just give our office a call at 319-523-8381. And then you can speak to one of the staff members here, and we'll take care of either mailing you a form, emailing you a form. But it'd be easiest just to give us a call.
Can you kind of give us a sense, Lana, of kind of how kids react to your camps that you have over the winters?
There's a lot of people, I might not be one of them, but there's a lot of people who love the colder weather as opposed to the hotter summer weather. And when you're exploring the woods in the wintertime, there's so many different things that you see. And I think that's what the kids really enjoy, is just going out, exploring, seeing what we could find.
And again, that'll be an on-site payment?
Correct, an on-site payment, since we need to be super flexible this year. That's the name of the game.
All right. Anything else that you want to mention about the nature camp?
We really encourage people to come out. It's a great way to get outside and to explore nature in kind of a different light in the wintertime. Hopefully we'll have some lovely snow on the ground still, and we can really enjoy the outdoors.
If I can get you to comment maybe a little bit, Lana, as far as just kind of looking back at the year that has been 2020, and obviously COVID-19 impacts, what kind of things would you say have impacted your efforts there with the Loayza County Conservation, you know, trying to provide some of these activities throughout the course of the year?
We had the opportunity to become very, very creative. It was obviously a fluctuating situation the entire year. The information that we had about the virus was changing, and so we did our best following the public health guidelines. Sometimes that meant canceling programs. Sometimes it just meant having to change the structure of a program to make sure that we followed those guidelines. But all in all, I think the coronavirus really brought home the idea that these outdoor spaces are incredibly important to people. We saw an increase in usage in our parks. We saw an increase in people checking out the online content that we have because they were looking for fun and educational things to do while they were at home. It was really just an opportunity to get creative and make sure that we could still serve the residents of Loayza County, even though we couldn't maybe do it the way that we always have.
That's been today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa with Lana Arts McComb, naturalist with Loayza County Conservation. A reminder, registration deadline for their winter camps is this Monday, December 21st. You can find this program at kciiradio.com. I'm Mark Pitts with KCII News.